Russian intelligence officials now say terrorism was involved in the nearly simultaneous crashes of two passenger planes there earlier this week. At first, Russian security services had downplayed suggestions that terrorists had brought down the planes. The crashes left nearly 90 people dead. NPR's Lawrence Sheets is in Moscow, and he's been following the developments. Lawrence, what's the information that caused the Russian security services to change their mind?
Renee, the Russian intelligence services are now saying that they have discovered the presence or traces of explosives in the wreckage of one of the airliners which crashed. That's enough to have led them to the conclusion that in this case it was an act of terrorism.
And in at least one of the planes.
That's right. In terms of the second plane that crashed near Tula, about 125 miles south of Moscow, they say the investigation in that case is still ongoing. They have not identified any explosives in that case, but they are not finished with the investigation in that case.
And is there any word yet on who might have been responsible?
Officially, there's no word from the Russians, but we do have a separate report from the Russian Interior Ministry that on each of these planes there was a female resident of Chechnya, and that in both of these cases, these women were the only bodies which were not claimed by relatives. And they've asked authorities in Chechnya, the Moscow-backed government in Chechnya, to check into the backgrounds of these young women. We also have a claim on a website by an obscure Islamist radical group saying its fighters hijacked the planes. Some of the details in the claim seem rather unbelievable. They say that there are five hijackers in each plane. We have no indication of that at all. So whether that's just bravado by a group wanting to take credit for this or not, we don't know.
Well, if Chechen separatists were involved, this would not be unprecedented. They've mounted several dramatic and really quite deadly attacks over the past few years.
They certainly have. We can start with the seizure of the Moscow theater about 2 years ago, in which they held 700 people hostage for 2 days. Russian security forces ended that siege after 2 days. There have also been suicide attacks by bombers. Two women blew themselves up at a rock music festival about a year ago. 15 people killed in that attack. We had a similar attack on a Moscow street not long after that. But this would be the first time, if this was a terrorist attack, that planes were the target. And we have the Russian media, Russian newspapers already calling this Russia's 9/11. Of course, if there's a silver lining to this horrible tragedy, what some experts are saying is that it shows that if suicide bombers did blow up these planes, it also shows that they probably don't have the ability to commandeer the planes and fly them into a populated area, as was the case in the United States in 9/11. Of course, that's not going to be of much consolation to the relatives of the victims on those planes.
Lawrence, aviation experts have been saying since Tuesday that this must have been terrorism. Was the Russian government just being cautious when it talked about possibly there being a problem with the fuel or human error might be the cause?
Well, the charitable view, of course, is that they were just being cautious. But it did seem that in the early stages that intelligence officials were really consciously seeking to downplay the possibility of a terrorist attack. There was a concerted effort in the state-run media to suggest that it was something else. And that came under criticism in the independent media, mostly the Russian print media. This, of course, if it's a terror attack involving planes, represents yet another escalation in a series of terrorist attacks in Russia, and it points to intelligence failures in the Russian security services. So it's understandable that they'd want to play it down, because they're going to come in for a lot of criticism after this.
Thanks very much. NPR's Lawrence Sheets speaking from Moscow.